Weider sends it to deep left center. High and deep, backing up is Joyce. Right back there. Right that baby. Bye-bye. Matt Wieters has started the season with a bang. A two-run bomb. 2-0 Baltimore. Just like that.
And that is called getting the season off to a great start. And the Orioles backstop joins us now from St. Petersburg, Florida. Matt Wieters is with us. Matt, how are you?
Doing good. How are you doing, Brett?
I'm doing great. How did that feel?
It's always nice to get the season started off well, but especially nice to get a win, especially when you're facing a pitcher as talented as Price.
And it seemed from my vantage point, just watching on television, that David Price had his good stuff yesterday.
I haven't seen too many times when he's pitching stuff that he hasn't had good stuff. I think that's just what he brings to the table. But, you know, going in, it's going to be a grind and going to be a battle. And, we were able to score a couple off him and then, try and get to the bullpen as early as we can.
That 13-pitch at-bat stands out to me, Matt. That is, a signature moment in a ball game. Anytime you get David Price to throw 100 pitches through six innings, you just said it. I think you have to put the onus on making the starting pitcher, especially one of that caliber, work and get into middle relief, and that's when your chances of winning go up a lot.
Yeah, like I said, he's a guy that's got great stuff, so you got to be able to hit pitches that are mistakes and try and foul off some tough pitches because he's going to make a lot of tough pitches, and anytime you can grind on a bat, even if it's an out, you can still get some productive for the team.
Fans at this point in the season, Matt, they're riding on every single pitch early because a win here or a loss there, it changed the momentum early so much. How do the players take the early part of the season? Are they into the grind at this point, or is there kind of a fresh feeling to it all?
I think opening day is always a special feeling just because you wait all off season to play that one game. And I think once you get opening day out of the way, you realize it's a long season, it's a grind, and all you can really do is just come to the park every day with the sort of same mentality that you have and just try and grind out a win each day.
Matt Wieters with us here on WBAL. Matt, tell me about Jason Hamill yesterday. Was that the same guy you saw through 20 starts last year as the Orioles ace?
It's the same competitive guy that goes out there every time and competes his tail off. And he's a guy, he didn't have, his best location yesterday from what he's had this spring and had last year. But he's a guy who's going to battle. And even if he doesn't have his best stuff, he gives us a chance to win, which is all you can ask for from a starting pitcher.
To me, Wei-Yin Chen was kind of the rock in the Orioles rotation a year ago. 32 starts, nearly 200 innings. I think when you really think about what Wei-Yin Chen had to adjust to coming over from Japan and not only getting acclimated as a baseball player, but to an entirely different culture here. He's only 27, Matt. Does Wei-Yin Chen have another level as a pitcher?
I think so. Wei-Yin's got great work ethic, and I think that's what's going to really carry him. He's a guy who wants to get better and wants to improve, and whether he throws the ball well or not quite as well, he's still looking for things that he can improve on and taking both the positives and negatives out of each start and trying to improve.
Well, you're getting turned around tonight. You were batting right-handed, of course, yesterday against the southpaw David Price. You start the game today, at least starting it, batting left-handed. I asked you this during spring training in Sarasota. How hard is it to prepare for the beginning of the season as a switch hitter? I imagine it's a little more difficult than just any other batter who's batting either exclusively right or left-handed.
Well, the thing with being a switcher is I always feel like I have one good side and one side that I'm constantly going to be working on. It's going to flip. It's going to be different sides at different times. And, hopefully that when there's a righty on the mound, you're feeling good from the left that night. And when there's a lefty on the mound, you're feeling good from the right. But like I said, there's always going to be one side that feels better than the other. And the key is to work at the other side till it feels better than the other.
Matt, I have to ask you this because it just popped up on my phone, but CBS Sports is reporting that the Orioles have begun some sort of negotiation with you. I know a long way to go in those talks, but I would say it's a positive sign moving forward. Is this something that you're willing to do like Adam Jones did a year ago during the course of the season, or are you one of those guys who says, let's play ball now, we'll worry about it later?
I pretty much turned everything over to my agent and let the talks go through him now. And like I said, once the season starts, I'm going to focus on playing. And if something comes up that we need to talk about, we'll talk about it. But, I'm going to try and stay focused on this season as much as I can. And like I said, I'm looking forward to this year and what this team brings.
Orioles catcher Matt Wieters, Orioles and Rays tonight on WBIL. Matt Wieters checking in from Tropicana Field. Matt, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.